Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got a business that I've got to run, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right, well, we're on the air right now if you want to talk about it. Robert Green is with me. He is a freelance businessman. He's been in the marketing business for 23 years. Is that it, Bob?
And I started in Camden, New Jersey, doing coffee mugs and T-shirts for local radio stations and developed this business, yeah.
And you're in a bit of a quandary today.
It's more than a bit of a quandary. I am out close to $1 million of my own money, and that's in production cost alone. Making these commemorative keychains and these commemorative coffee mugs around the 10-year anniversary of Magic Johnson announcing he had that he was HIV positive.
That's today, isn't it? Today was 10 years ago today that Magic Johnson made that announcement.
It is, Phil, and I can remember when he made the announcement. I was standing in my kitchen with my wife, and I was having a cup of coffee, and I said to her, this is sad, but this is also an opportunity. Because 10 years from today, and I remember I began marking on my calendar, and every day I'd get out of bed, and holding a pen the way one might hold a knife, I scratched X's across each day on the calendar, counting down the days to the big 10th anniversary. I put together a 10-year anniversary commemoration group of merchandise. And
First of all, you have come up with coffee mugs, condoms, and all kinds of things commemorating the 10-year anniversary of Magic Johnson's coming, saying that he had HIV, and none of it's selling.
None of it is selling, no. And the reason for this is very obvious, because of 9/11. And I got to be careful how I say this. I'm sorry for what happened to my country. But if you compare what happened to America to the to the rough jail rape that I am going through right now financially, I don't think there is any comparison at all.
And well, you're out some money. Look, first of all, I would say, and maybe I'm wrong, and I would love the audience to check in on this, I would say that commemorate, you know, banking $1 million on commemorative T-shirts and coffee mugs about the anniversary of Magic Johnson being HIV positive, that's a gamble, isn't it?
No, it wouldn't have been a gamble had 9/11 not happened. It was a slam dunk. The world was united. Everybody in the city of Los Angeles was feeling terribly, terribly bad for Irvin Johnson. Phil, that is 3,650 days scratched out one by one. And I remember there were some days that literally my hands were bleeding, that I had been holding the pen so tight. I counted the days down. I watched my wife have to go to work. I had to pull my kids out of private school when the recession in the early 90s hit. I remember going door to door with a sample case like some Willie Loman, selling and marketing, waiting for the day.
All right, I know you're emotional about this.
And why wouldn't I be emotional? This was my ticket. And then 9/11.
Well, it's nobody's fault.
It's nobody's fault other than the terrorists that 9/11 happened. But I'll tell you something right now. I saw this, whatever her name is, who ran the American Red Cross, okay?
That doctor, what is her, Dr. Healy?
Whatever. She's got, I don't know how much money, sitting in a canvas bag under her desk in New York. The American Red Cross has raised close to $1 billion, and I'd like to know when I get mine.
Well, that money is earmarked for...
That money is earmarked for businesses that have been hurt by this 9/11 deal, and that money has been marked for people that have...
Yeah, that money was earmarked, supposedly, for the people who suffered horrible loss in the 9/11 tragedies.
The 9/11 accident was bad, and I'm not saying those people shouldn't get money, but what about me? And don't think that head of that Red Cross, that doctor, who's it? Don't think she's not driving a brand new gold Lexus.
And you have no information on that.
No, but late at night when I close my eyes and I think about what got shoved up my Royal American, this whole deal, I well imagine her driving a gold Lexus around town. America needs to butch up, move on, and care about what's important. Magic's 10th anniversary of HIV positive is something that we can all look at as a monumental moment when we came of age as a country. And I got the mugs, the T-shirts, and the condoms to prove it. And
all of this commemorative and all of this for sale.
Well, you know, I might as well take it and throw it in the street for all of the good that it's doing because it's been worthless so far. America.
Look, we're gonna be suffering from this 9/11 for a long time. Okay.
I'm telling you, I took it and took it again, over and over again, like a railroad train. So whatever it is that you had to take.
Well, there's some people that lost loved ones in this thing.
I know.
Yeah, you know. You put all your money in the Magic Johnson commemorative line of condoms, and you don't know. Things happen, man.
Look, I'm the one that's in marketing, not you.
But things happen. Here is Carl on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi, Phil.
Yes, sir, hi.
I can't believe this guy. This is ridiculous. He's on here complaining that he lost some money when all these people lost their lives. I mean, come on, man. Stop being selfish.
Well, wait a second.
What being selfish is?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry they lost their lives, but I'm out 900,000 frog skins on this deal.
So what?
So what?
So what?
Oh, so in other words...
Look at how much...
Hey, Carl, have you ever even seen $900,000?
Yes,
you know,
I have.
You know what that looks like stacked up?
Yes, I do. I've seen it.
Imagine pulling it out and peeing all over it. That's what happened to me.
Okay.
Now, that's not a pleasant thought. Now, I'm sorry these people lost their lives, and the Red Cross has got plenty of money for them.
But you want the Red Cross to divert money to you? For what?
For business relief. What do you mean, for what? For business relief.
Hey, buddy, people lose money every day. This was a tragedy. And you're trying to make some money off of it?
No,
the Red Cross didn't give you a thing.
I'm trying. Look, this is the 10th anniversary of Magic Johnson saying that he has HIV.
You're trying to make some money from the Red Cross. You're a scam artist.
No, I'm just saying, when do I get mine? You know that lady at the Red Cross? She's driving a gold Lexus.
You don't know if she's driving a gold Lexus. The doctor he's talking about is, and she was just forced to resign. They've had a problem with her. And
yeah, I got a problem with her, too, the way she's dishing that money out.
Well, the money's supposed to go to the victims of the 9/11 tragedy, not some businessman who lost money on Magic Johnson condoms.
Oh, now that hurts.
Why does that hurt?
That's all right. You might as well just stick the knife in my gut.
You know when you should get yours? When you work hard for it, you don't have it given to you.
Whoa, and that's what you're trying to get a handout. Now, Carl, hold on.
You're trying to get a handout.
Every day of my life for 10 years, I scratched off the days on the calendar one by one. I went down to the silk screen office. I went over to the mug place. I said, when are we going to get the greeting cards? When are we going to get the...
You had Magic Johnson HIV greeting cards.
Yes.
Hey, Phil, I'd like to just ask him one question.
Yeah, what's that?
Okay, when the whole 10 years that you were doing this, did you ever think to yourself, hey, this is a gamble? It could pay off, it couldn't pay off. When you do business,
you want an honest answer to that question?
There was a chance that you could lose.
This was like no lose.
That chance came off.
No, this is no lose. This baby was sure. This was a sure thing. And I got robbed by that Bin Laden and the American Red Cross.
Nothing is a sure thing.
Nothing in life is sure, especially in business.
This thing was gold. This was money in the bank.
Well, bullcrap, because here you are sitting on a mountain of HIV, Magic Johnson HIV positive commemorative coffee mugs.
I might as well fall on the street.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say one more thing. I survived the 10th anniversary
of Magic Johnson getting AIDS, and I still don't have it.
He didn't get AIDS.
If you felt like this was a sure business decision, you're not a very shrewd businessman.
Are you kidding me? What could have gone wrong with it?
What if they would have came up with a cure for AIDS?
All the better. We want to say, look at this. 10 years ago, Magic had it. They came up with a cure for it. What if Magic had died? Even better, because then you got the commemorative mug. Then you got the commemorative T-shirt and greeting card saying, you know, he's croaked or he's dead or whatever you want to call it. and we're really sorry about it.
About the economy? Obviously not.
What about the economy?
Look, the economy determines whether people buy your product
or not. You'd be a little more sympathetic, Carl. Just by the sound of your voice, I think you'd be more sympathetic.
Is that right?
What's
the sound of my voice?
Well, you know.
Tell me.
Well, I'll give you a hint, okay?
What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean, give him a hint? What do you mean by the sound of his voice?
Jackie Robinson, he broke the what barrier?
Okay, what are you trying to say?
Oh, you're trying to say I'm a bother.
A bother? You're not a bother to me.
A brother.
Oh, a brother.
Yeah, a soul brother.
A soul brother, right.
Right. Yeah, and you're right. You're right. You can say I'm a flavor, huh?
First thing, he doesn't die. Second, 9/11. Those two things conspired to keep me from making up.
Okay, thank you very much, Carl, for your call. Robert Greene, businessman, came up with T-shirts, commemorative postcards, greeting cards, condoms, coffee mugs, all commemorating the 10th anniversary of Magic Johnson saying that he was HIV positive. And he has lost close to $1 million because nobody is interested in any of this crap, not especially since 9/11. Now, because he's lost $1 million, he'd like the American Red Cross to reimburse him. He says it is a business loss as the result of 9/11. Now, I don't know if you saw the news yesterday, but the head of the American Red Cross was in front of Congress getting grilled. And it wasn't a very pleasant experience as to what she's doing with that money. And I'll tell you, I can't even begin to imagine what would have happened to her had she said, "And oh, yeah, I gave Bob Green a $900,000 bailout because he lost money on his Magic Johnson commemorative condoms." This is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Solid gold. I'm back with Robert Greene on The Phil Hendry Show. Robert is a businessman who came out with an idea to have commemorative mugs and T-shirts commemorating Magic Johnson, the 10-year anniversary of him coming out and saying he was HIV positive. This business has gone belly up. You haven't made a dime because of 9/11, and maybe it was just a bad idea.
Phil, you know, before you start saying that, let me tell you something. I never say never. I've had some great... This idea was solid gold.
Well, you mentioned that you went Chapter 11 three times. Is that right?
You know...
Didn't you go Chapter 11 three times?
I had three fantastic ideas. The partners pulled their capital out of the business.
What were the ideas? I'm just curious.
I had one business I thought was fantastic. It was a food concession.
What was it?
We were going to have Spanish food, Mexican food, tamales that we would put on a stick. You could eat a tamale like a... like you eat a lollipop. We had a pantyhose with the underpants already sewed in, and then underalls when all their money came out. I had that idea before underalls. And again, I bent over, I willingly greased myself, and I said, go ahead, slide it in. Doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference when a small businessman like me takes it in the shorts. And then I had the pet retirement home where you could retire your pets. But this idea was the greatest idea, and my ship had come in. And you can tell how emotional I am.
I know you're emotional, and nobody likes to lose money, sir. I think we're getting mixed reviews as to whether it's a good idea.
I didn't even tell you about that. We've got an HIV anniversary gift for the ladies. It's a brass cookie cutter. And that's what Magic's wife's Cookie did. She cut him off. Magic's wife's, his name is Cookie. And she cut him off. And so this is what we do.
Boy, you're being whimsical about a very serious disease.
No, he's alive and he's doing well. God bless you, Magic.
1-800-449-8686. This is Ed on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to see how the idiot can compare his money with 2,000 children lost one or two of their parents.
No, I think they ought to get money. They definitely should get money. But what about me? When do I get money?
You don't get nothing. You go to hell. All you need to do...
I don't get nothing. I put 900,000 fish in the...
If I have the power, I will take your citizenship away from you.
Sir,
I'll get you out of here.
Wait a second. Speaking of who belongs in this country, that accent of yours doesn't come from Texas, okay?
No, sir. I am from Texas. I lived in Houston, Texas for 16 years.
All right.
I am Egyptian Christian.
There you go, Egyptian.
Yes, Egyptian Christian.
You're the guy
that did it to me. I love this country more than you do.
Well, I would expect you to say that after 9/11. Yeah, yeah.
I love this country more than you do, sir.
Don't insult this man.
I'm serving this country more than you do.
Hey, wait a second.
You
I came out with a...
In my eyes and my book, you are not an American.
Sir, we have a condom. A man thinks twice when he rolls on a magic rubber.
You are one of the people that put us in a situation where we are right now.
Don't you know, Mr. Green, people who sell plywood for $10 after a hurricane, people who sell bottled water for $50 after a natural disaster.
Oh, wait a second.
They go to jail
for
that.
Wait a second. You guys aren't going to hang that on me.
Well, I'm not hanging that on you, but I'm saying
Mr. Green, you are not an American.
Watch what you say. You're from Egypt.
Mr. Green, you are not an American, sir.
You're from Egypt. You're one of the guys.
I am Christian, Egyptian.
One of those guys fly to plane
from
Egypt?
I am American.
No, not that I know.
I've been an American citizen for more than you do, sir.
You've been an
and
American citizen.
And I love this country more than you do.
You know what I pay in? Every year I pay, the money I pay in taxes... You could send home and you could feed 8 million families
out
in Egypt.
Of the filth, out of the filth that you sell to the people.
Filth.
You don't need anybody like you, sir.
What's filthy about a commemorative condom?
You put our society in a very bad situation.
I think you're saying it very, very well, Ed.
Yeah, for an Egyptian,
you put
it very
our
well.
Society in very bad situation, and we don't need people like you around. You and Eminem. I will compare you exactly with Eminem.
Eminem's?
Yes.
The candy?
Yes. No, sir. The singer.
Oh, the singer.
Yes, sir.
Eminem.
I will show you exactly
Eminem,
like
the singer.
And Bin Laden.
I'm familiar with him.
And Bin Laden.
This HIV thing was solid gold.
Are you related to him, Mr. Green?
Related to who?
To Bin Laden?
Hey, buddy, the only one here between the two of us sounds like he's related to Bin Laden.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm related to Jesus.
You're related to Jesus? I knew you Egyptians were megalomaniacal, but that's crazy. I am his son.
Yes, sir.
Oh, really? And I'm Jesus?
I am related to this country more than you do,
If you're related to Jesus, I'd like you to know something, Ed. I am Jesus.
Who doesn't want a magic agent?
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Ed. Very good. A magic HIV anniversary what?
Car cover.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know, there's sarcasm in your voice.
There's no sarcasm. A magic HIV commemorative car cover. Mark, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Yes, sir.
When I was listening to the show, excuse me. Yeah, Mr. Green, I listened to the show and I heard you giving your point of view. And I actually thought it was a joke to begin with. That I didn't believe that any American could have your sentiment. But
wait a minute,
you
wouldn't line up for this stuff.
Excuse me?
You wouldn't get in line for some. I got a portable flask in the shape of a blood donation bag.
All right, I don't want to hear any more about your crap,
Mr. Green. But let me just say to you that the radio show is doing you a tremendous service because you impress me as an individual that is in desperate need of some psychological help.
I'm a businessman. I'm trying to make a dollar over here. All of a sudden, everybody's busting my castanets.
You think you're a businessman. If you were a businessman, you'd know that in business there are no guarantees. And you banked $900,000, you say, of your money in Magic Johnson rubbers and coffee mugs. Well, I tell you the truth.
I was
a fan of Magic Johnson. I would have never bought one. I would
not
have just wanted to drink out of a cup to commemorate...
Wait a second, you're just one guy. This is a beautiful thing. If you were a basketball fan, you'd love to get your hands on the commemorative Magic Johnson toilet seat cover. And it comes in three colors. And
look, you're not making any sales on my show today.
Nobody's
going to want to buy your crud. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
10 years ago, Magic Johnson announced to the American public that he was HIV positive. It was a very sad day for those of us who were not only fans of Magic's, but sports fans, I suppose, but fans of a guy who we all felt was good for the sport of basketball, seemed to be a pretty good guy. Robert Greene is a businessman, and 10 years ago you began plotting the 10th anniversary of that announcement by coming out with commemorative mugs, commemorative T-shirts, 10-year anniversary of Magic saying he was HIV positive mug. You've got condoms, you've got toilet seat covers. You sank $900,000 of your own money into this idea, and you've lost it all because of 9/11. Nobody is interested in your bad ideas.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry, and I want to put this as carefully as I can. Have you ever wanted anything so bad in your life, and forgive me the way I put this, but have you ever wanted anything so bad that you can actually hear your balls squeal? Well, that's what I've been listening to for 10 long years, the screaming and crying of my own goat.
Okay, all right, okay, so you've had a long time to think, to plan, and to plot.
You better believe it.
Well, guess what? 9/11 happened, and we had some other priorities.
This idea was solid gold. I don't know what went wrong.
Everybody's been telling you what went wrong. 9/11.
Nah, it's got to be something else. I think the Red Cross should reimburse me for the money that I lost.
Well, that's not going to help you sell any of your magic rubbers. 1-800-449-8686.
They started off, I'm just talking about my balls, they started off talking to each other, then they started squealing.
I got all of that. That's great. That's a wonderful, wonderful image. Teresa, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Green?
Yes, hello.
Hi, I take a marketing class. And I don't understand the basic fundamentals of marketing. You shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. So really, this is your own fault.
This was $1 million deal. Then you do some
product marketing, and you find out in development and focus groups, and you figure out who's going to buy the junk that you're selling. Nobody was going to buy it anyway.
Junk? Oh, really?
Yes,
oh, and you
junk.
Figured that out what? You figured that out in your marketing class? That they weren't going to
yes.
buy this?
You're very hostile. I'm not hostile.
I'm not
I just
hostile.
Don't understand.
No, I'm not.
Everybody
hostile.
Lost. You're not
okay,
the only one that
about.
Lost. Hotels lost, businesses lost, everybody lost, and we all have to chalk it
those
up
hotels,
and move on.
All those hotels can afford to take the loss. I'm a lone businessman. I went Chapter 11 three times. I come up with $1 million.
Because you're not a good businessman.
Like
that's why you went bankrupt three
business.
Times.
Tell me what's wrong with this idea. What's wrong with it? I had the condoms with his name, Magic Johnson, hope you get well, on the rubber. I had the...
Please keep in mind you're talking to a lady.
I haven't forgot I'm talking to a lady.
Well, then you can maybe use the term condom.
Well, whatever, okay. Did that offend you, you wouldn't buy a cookie jar shaped like Magic Johnson's balls?
No, I wouldn't. I think you're rude.
You are crude and rude.
Well, I'll tell you something. You're not a basketball fan, are you, Teresa?
I like basketball.
That's it. See, she's not... You what?
I like basketball.
All right, who's that little midget they got playing for the Sixers, you know, with the cornrows and the tattoos?
Ellen Iverson.
All right, then I guess she does.
Yeah, I guess she does, and she doesn't want to buy a cookie jar shaped like Magic Johnson's thing.
Yeah, that was not going to sell.
Where are you taking marketing?
In Pennsylvania.
What's the school?
I don't want to tell you that. You scare me.
Come on, you can tell me. I'm a nice guy.
Look, kid, you want to, on your own time, do this? I'm on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, Teresa, what he's basically saying here is that the Red Cross owes him money.
What, they're sitting on a lot of money. They're sitting on almost $1 billion.
That is to help people.
Well, they can't give me a taste? So in other words, I don't get a taste. Is that it?
No, you get nothing. Like the rest of us that have to just go on. You get a tax break. Like the government's giving everybody a tax break. That's what you get. That's your prize.
Did you lose 900
G's? You're selfish.
Yeah, what about the tax break?
Did she lose 900 G's on different colored toilet seats? No.
No, but I wasn't the idiot that went and got the different car toilet seats. That's your own fault.
I wouldn't have been an idiot if 9/11 hadn't happened. Then you'd be...
This has nothing to do with 9/11. This is a bad idea.
This is a great idea. You'd want me to buy you drinks on a cruise ship.
No,
I
wouldn't.
If 9/11 hadn't happened, we'd be on a cruise ship. You'd be sitting at the bar going... Boy, I hope that guy comes over and buys me a drink. And
you're living in a fantasy land, man, constructed of I don't know what, okay? Look, forget 9/11. Forget that it would ever have happened. Just forget for a minute, okay?
All right.
Commemorative mugs celebrating the 10th anniversary of Magic saying that he's HIV positive, is a baloney idea. Who's going to buy that?
Shows what you know about business.
Shows what I know. Yeah, in other words, I know a lot about business, huh?
Hey, let me tell you what. Ask this girl right here. Teresa, let me ask you a question. Is there any part of me that you wouldn't have sat on if it hadn't been...
All right, I'm getting rid of him right now, and I apologize, Teresa, for that.
All right. Well, you have a nice evening.
All right, sorry about that.
I like that. Is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone.
What about me?
So are you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we promised you to. We promised an explanation of. What was that? What the hell is that? It's the wrong. Okay. We promised you a. Sort of a primer, I guess, on how this show works. Oh, geez, Phil, we know how it works. You may, but there are a lot of people out there who've just tuned in, and they don't know that it's me actually doing the character voices. For instance, of that last bit you just heard, that was me doing the voice of Mr. Robert Green, the businessman who lost $900,000 on commemorative Magic Johnson condoms, 10-year Magic Johnson HIV-positive condoms. Well, how does that work, Phil? You mean you're doing the voice and then people call it? Yes, exactly. Let me demonstrate. Here is a piece of audio from yesterday's show, and I will go step by step identifying exactly what is going on. Now, the first voice you'll hear is the voice of the listener who calls in. And here it goes.
Casey, you need to knock this stuff off. You're embarrassing
my
our
name
American
is
military.
Now, the one right there, the voice saying, my name is R.C., that's me.
My name's R.C., ma'am.
Well, whatever your name is, you're embarrassing your American military.
Now, that woman has no idea she's talking to a made-up character. She thinks R.C. is an actual kid who goes to a military academy in Altadena, California, and who someday hopes to receive his commission from West Point, go to Afghanistan, go directly into the cave that Bin Laden is hiding out in, and return with his head.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Yeah, you are.
No, ma'am.
I was in the Army myself. You're talking about women and children and civilians like we're nothing. We're supporting your butt, and I tell you what, you come over here, and this woman right here will kick your little Mickey Mouse ass all over to Kansas.
Well, ma'am, with all due respect, I don't think I'd have much trouble.
You have no respect. No, you don't have any respect.
Ma'am, I love our flag, and I love the women of our country. I want them to be in the kitchen, breeding the children, and doing the things that they do best.
Yeah, you come over here, and I'll do to you what I do best. I'll be kicking your little butt.
Ma'am, don't you think the time is not for Americans to be fighting each other, but for
you
to be back here supporting our fighting men?
I tell you what, you selfish little punk.
Selfish?
You want to let this war last that long so you can get over there? You want all of these Americans to go through this?
I will not be cheated out of my rightful place.
You can get your little butt over there?
I will not be cheated out of my glory. I'll be fighting for my country in Afghanistan while you're crapping on your husband's chest.
You dirty little...
Now,
you hear I've just jumped in as the host. I'm now talking to this character, R.C. He's a dirty little piece of crap. He just said a horrible thing, and I'm going to chastise him. But I'm actually chastising myself because I'm doing that voice, and the lady thinks that I've come to her aid. And in many ways, I feel that I have. I play the part very realistically. That is my sense. Bastard. You dirty little...
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but you made me angry.
You have made this whole country angry, young man.
Ma'am, the best thing
I bet these phone lines are lit up like crazy.
No,
you are
embarrassing
the entire American military.
How dare you, in the name of Bradley... There I am again. So that was me saying, no, man, no, ma'am, and then I'm back again. And then the lady believes she's having a conversation with two people. The military academy, that's not even, what is that, some high school, some boarding school that your parents sent you to because your dad doesn't have anything to do with you anymore and your mother doesn't want to be around because she's at cocktail parties?
Amen.
I recognize the weakness of my parents, and I will vindicate the weakness of my father and mother.
And obviously, they realize the weakness of you, and that's why the hell they don't want anything to do with you anymore.
Hey, Diane, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything.
What would it take to shut the hole under your nose for about 2 seconds so I could...
Would you... You say you have respect... That I made the transition from being the RC character back to myself. By the way, I pre-record nothing on this show. This is all being done live with a telephone and a microphone. But you don't speak respectfully to people.
Look, all I'm saying is the women of this country... do just as good with their ankles behind their ears, and we're going into
everything with you is this.
Why is this guy even allowed on this radio station?
Man, why do you want to cheat me out of my rightful place of glory for our country? This is the new generation of American fighting men.
I'd love to put you in your rightful place, young man.
Yeah, that would be funny. You think you could kick my ass?
You haven't even gotten through puberty yet. Young man, I've got toe jam older than you are.
You know something, ma'am? It's only your position as a woman and a mother in this country that keeps me from saying the things that are on my mind right now. Otherwise, I'd probably make more references about you crapping on your...
If you say that one more time...
You know, I wish I knew where the hell you were right now, boy.
Well, what are you going to do about it? You going to come and kick my ass? I'm a boy. You're a female. You can't hurt me.
Oh, yeah, I could.
Bet me.
You know,
you don't even know what a daisy cutter sounds like.
You know, I feel bad for your parents. I feel bad for your damn parents.
I'll
they should have taken your ass over their knee a long time
RC,
ago.
RC, don't you understand what's going on? Your parents have just, they've abandoned you to a military academy.
I'll get the love of my father back. You'll see. When I graduate with honors from West Point...
Is that what it takes? You want to graduate with honors to get your father's love back? Do it for your country.
See,
keep in mind, I'm talking to myself right now. That's me doing both voices. And yet there's a reality to it. I think the reason why people don't quite get it... Well, they say, that's not you really talking. Yes, that's me talking to myself. There's a reality to it, I guess, because I have this ability to carry on a conversation with myself. I have an ear for dialogue. I don't know what it is. Your father down the toilet.
No, sir, I'll never do that.
You should flush him down the toilet. And your mom, too. They've stuck in a military academy. Look at you, hoping to get your dad's love by going over to Afghanistan and...
Having skull sex with Bin Laden?
Having skull sex with Bin Laden.
I hope that somebody from Bradley Military Academy is listening to this young man and see that they have gotten a psycho in...
Now, there's a cue for us to introduce another character, because she says, I hope somebody from Bradley Military Academy is listening. So at another point, I will come in with another voice.
In their little unit.
Ma'am, all I want is the rightful opportunity. My father would love me once I have sex with
you. You have got one hell of a personal problem.
Diane, you stay with us. Who's this on line four? Now, this is the commandant. This is the commandant of Bradley Military Academy. This ought to be good. Am I understand this is Commandant Wireman, sir?
Yeah, Brigadier General, yes, sir.
Do you know this young man?
Hello, sir.
Yes, Cadet, how are you? Yes, I do know him.
What do you think of what he's saying?
I think the young man is a bit exuberant, but I think he's saying what's in the hearts and the minds of every fighting man and woman in this country, and that we would like nothing more than to go to Afghanistan and peel the skin off of Bin Laden's skull and then remove our trousers.
And you're going to go down this skull sex road? God!
Oh, my God.
God!
I am even more embarrassed for our military.
Now you know what Bradley Military Academy is about. We're not some candy-ass boarding school.
You're a bunch of psychos.
Psychos? Every kid that comes here has only one desire, and that's...
To get their daddy's love back?
No, to have... You know, I lost my father's love, too. So you making fun of me?
Sir, I believe she's making fun of both of us.
I think you both have got personal problems.
Diana, you will respect
the military.
You will respect us.
If you want to go out and kill people,
she's making fun
God.
Of us, Brigadier General.
I understand that, Cadet. Diana, you will respect...
That was me talking to myself. I'm both the Brigadier General and the Cadet. And myself.
Respect us once you see us with our trousers down around our ankles. Giving it to Bin Laden's skull through the eye socket.
All right, that's it.
Oh, my
that's
God.
It.
You guys are sick. You're sick.
I'm all done.
Thank
I gotta go
Bill.
To my yeah. sex with skulls class right now.
Yeah, that's great. Is that the bit? That it? So there it is. That's. I thought that would be the best way for us to enlighten you as to how we do our show, not just play one of our flashbacks, but to actually explain what you're hearing. Speaking of flashbacks, I just had a call from a guy, and I've had these calls over the last many years. I've had these calls from people. How can I get a tape of the show that you just did? How can I get a copy of the bit that you just did? And I always had to answer the same way. You can't. We don't provide that. We don't provide any service that would give you a copy of it. Well, now we do. For 30 days, we maintain an archive of all of our shows on the PhilHenryShow.com website, which means for 30 solid days, you can pick and choose over any of the shows that we aired over the last month, listen to them whenever you want, and for all I know, you're probably recording them and then putting them on your own little website. Whatever it is that you're doing, I don't know. But you have access to a 30-day archive of our shows. And on top of that, the audio is like 400% better than it has ever been. Additionally, today's show will run 24 hours around the clock. So no matter what time you get home from work, no matter what time you're back from school, 3 o'clock in the morning, 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 2 in the afternoon, doesn't make any difference. You can listen to The Phil Henry Show on our streaming audio. We also have flashback audio. We've also got our daily flashback. We have a classic. And remember the guy that called yesterday about the Spooge Demon Open? This was the bowling tournament between RC and Bud Dickman. Well, that's been posted by our webmaster, Bill Kiesling, so that is up today as well. You can get all this stuff, but you got to have a backstage pass. And the only way to get a backstage pass is to log on to PhilHenryShow.com and follow the instructions. It's $6.95 a month. But no more will you have to call me and say, hey, Phil, how do we get a copy of that tape or this tape or that tape or something else? Because we got a 30-day archive of our shows, including selected flashbacks, selected bits, a little cuties, a couple of little nice things from here and there and everywhere else. Plus, we have our daily poll. Not that you'd have to pay for that, but you should. No, how could we make them pay for this poll? Now, anyway, today's poll, at what point would you use nukes? At what point would you use nukes? If we find out that Iraq is behind the anthrax, if bin Laden is still making speeches this time next year, imagine seeing his kisser on TV this time next year still making speeches. Do we use nukes then? If smallpox appears, would that finally push us over the edge and we'd use the nuclear weapons? If another U.S. target is hit here, if another U.S. target is hit overseas, if the Taliban continues to hang on as the ruling group in Afghanistan, or finally, I would never use nukes. Those are all the options. Craig, you'd never use nukes. Boy, what a pussy. I mean, that's very interesting, Craig. And so let's see. Craig says he would never use nukes. Let's see what the audience has and all the people who log on to PhilHenryShow.com. Let's see what they said. Ah, look at this. I would never use nukes is leading 31% to at 26% if another U.S. target is hit here. And in third place at 18% if smallpox appears. So people either said they would never use nuclear weapons, or the two instances that they would finally use nukes, if another U.S. target is hit here, if smallpox appears, or if Craig Taylor shows up at their Thanksgiving Day celebration without his girlfriend. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.